It's hard to get kids to think outside their own little world, let alone get them thinking about the entire planet. But Joe Riley seems to have a knack at this, at getting kids to think big, and to talk about something pretty big, too, nature. He does this with music.
Realizing the way that music can reach a place in any person, but even, especially in a kid, that is a place of like excitement and inspiration, and it's really like a magic there.
Joe Riley recently wrote an album with kids. He did this by asking them open-ended questions, things like, why is it important to protect the river? And then he'd put those answers into the lyrics. He had one song with music, but no words. And then he heard a poem by 10-year-old Nora Sinnott. The poem blew him out of the water. He asked Nora if she'd be willing to read the poem against the song's music.
I am important. I may be only a whisper in a sea of voices. I may be only a blade of grass on a lawn. I may be one flower in a garden, a minnow in an ocean, a grain of sand on a beach, one star in the sky. But I am important.
She says that she wrote the poem one day when she was hanging out in her grandpa's library, and she was just feeling kind of blue.
I just, like, saw a little ray of sunshine in the window, and I thought, wow, that little ray of sunshine is really small, but without that little ray of sunshine, there wouldn't be any other bits of sunshine. Then the room would just be dark. It just made me feel like I'm important because, like, there's only one leaf on a tree, but without leaves, the tree would be really bare. So little things make up big things.
At a benefit show for the CD, Nora and Joe performed the song together. Afterwards, a mob of people surrounded Nora. Kim Hunter is a poet and a writer in residence in the Detroit schools. He was one of the people congratulating Nora.
She has some really great metaphors in there, and it's a metaphor for her place in the world. She's a small person, but she still, as she says in the poem, stands tall. And that's, for a 10-year-old, that's a fairly sophisticated metaphor, and she employed it in a lot of different situations, so it was a good poem.
Hunter wasn't the only person who thought it was a great poem. Songwriter Joe Riley jokes that he's been writing longer than Nora has been alive. He says he wishes he could write things as profound as Nora's poem.
There's a real power of giving kids a voice, and they can speak to adults and other kids, you know, in a way that we grown folks can't always do.
When Joe Riley was a kid, the adults in his life taught him about music and nature. He spent a lot of time exploring both of those things. He says they helped him to feel safe and good. These days, music and nature give him hope, which he says is a welcome change to the hopelessness he feels about the environment and the future.
And when I can sit and make music with kids about how beautiful the earth is and how we want to celebrate our connections and interconnections with all living beings, like, that just takes me beyond that despair and anchors me in some kind of hope.
Riley says that if he sat down alone and tried to write a bunch of songs about nature, the songs would have been more serious and not as fun and silly and lighthearted as it was with the kids. Like in this song, where Joe and the kids invented a word to rhyme with river.
We got a song about the Huron River. Water is such an important life giver. We will protect it, we will deliver.
For the Environment Report, I'm Kyle Norris.
We will deliver. Geese, beavers, frogs, and trees. The river is home to all of these. Fish, turtles, crayfish too. The river is home to me and you. Shippity-bitty-bitty-bitty-bitty-bitty-river. We got a song about the Huron River. Water is such an important life giver. We will protect it, we will deliver. Stewardship is made up of kindness, respect, and love, protecting homes for the birds above. It also means you don't push and
and shove. Don't pollute the water in our river. Leave no trace. Pick up your litter. Respect your mother with a good attitude. Mind your manners, man, and don't be rude. Shippy dippy 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 dipper. We got a song about the Huron River. Water is such an important life giver. We will protect it, we will deliver. We will deliver. We will be the river stewards. Protect the water from garbage and sewers. We will be the river stewards. Protect the water from garbage and sewers. Shippy dippy 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 dipper. We got a song about the Huron River. Water is such an important life giver. We will protect it, we will deliver. We will deliver. Every river has a story to tell about canoe trips and clamshells, cottonwood trees and joy pie weed. These stories teach us ecology indeed. You have to listen with all your heart. Practice stewardship and play your part. Because if the river does not flow, then your children will never know how to. Shippy dippy 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 dipper. Sing a song about the Huron River. Water is such an important life giver. We will protect it, we will deliver. Shippy dippy 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 dipper. We got a song about the Huron River. Water is such an important life giver. We will protect it, we will deliver. We will deliver. We will deliver.